But don't they have up there farmers organizations or two like that? Like they
they're going to have to. They're going to have to organize. They're going to have to go into the union, the farmers is. Whenever they do that, I'm going to be out of veto.
Yeah.
They arrested another one of the big union leaders last night.
Yeah, I heard that, man.
I seen him and put him in jail this morning.
Well, if they're guilty of what they claim they are, they ordered all of them to be in the electric chair. That's right.
Yeah.
I say they'll wind that old Tony Boyle in that.
Yeah. That's probably what they're.
Now that's on tape. You told me what.
Well, look, I am not going to use. I told you that, and I gave you my word. I gave you my name and address. So you just trust me. I promise you, I'm not going to use this. Nothing you say will be held against you. I'm not. What I'm interested in are the experience thing. We're talking about the breads and things. Now, how did your mother used to bake bread in the fireplace? Didn't she?
Well, we'd have a fireplace and then have a baker that had legs to it, She'd put her bread in that baker and put the fire down and put the baker on top of the coals, and then the lid on top of the baker and then coal on top of the lid, and that's the way to bake it.
What did she call that? How many did they call it? Pones?
Pones. About three. Didn't the general make about three?
Now, were they ever called anything else? Was there another name? That's what I was wondering about. You know that term?
A dodger.
Would you call it a dodger or a corn dodger?
Yeah, corn dodger. Well, one person say, well, I eat a whole dodger.
And that's a small loaf, that would. Did anybody ever bake anything putting the cornbread right down in the ashes of the fire?
Well, they call that ash cake, didn't they? Just put it in, then you have to peel ashes off of it.
And how about boiling the in the grease? They sometimes drop little round things of cornmeal and onions, maybe a little.
What did they call that?
Pordu. Yeah. You take some of the stock of the meat or something up and make it up in little round
balls.
And drop it down in at their hot grease and they call it pordu.
Well, that's new and old me. Never hear that before in my life.
How about that? The same thing as hush puppies?
Yeah, sort of the same thing as hush puppies. Yeah.
And then, we talked about bread that was made at home. You talk about the light bread. So what you call that homemade bread?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call the bread you'd get at the store?
Light bread.
All right. And this now they these things that have a hole in the middle.
Donut.
Yeah. And then now what is does it have to have a hole in the middle to be a donut?
I don't know.
Sure it must be.
And then the things that you have for breakfast that are you pour into a make it in a skillet, a batter.
Batter cake? Biscuit.
Batter cake that I know. Batter cake. Did you ever make anything with cornmeal like that?
Batter cake on cornmeal? I reckon they used to do something.
Well, I was
something
like a whole cake.
Yeah,
okay. And then the
Now, sweet potatoes was good baked in the oven.